All right, Cade, good job out there. Solid heat, right?
Like First of all, Cade, okay, you look really hot.
All right, that's spooky. How was it for you?
It was okay. I think I had a minor bike issue at the beginning. I think my bike went into a start map, which I don't use, but we have. I think I might have bumped it or something, and I was, like, freaking out. I was probably in, like, 12th with Mitchell, and then I went to skim the whoops one lap, and it went away, and all of a sudden my bike got way faster, and I was, like, sick. And then I rode pretty good, right? I battled with AC. I mean, obviously he's not up to par, but he's still a great rider. So we battled for 15th, the whole main, and Chiz tried to use the blue flag on the last lap to pass me, and I was not letting it happen. But, yeah, I had a good race, solid heat race, and just did my laps and did what I could tonight.
Yeah, it was a different kind of, like, moon dirt almost. It was, and then I came in from one of the practices, and the guys were like, dude, it's super slippery. And I'm like, what? So, like, it was soft and slippery, the base was.
So, like, where they covered the jumps where obviously they didn't get water, it's like that moon dust. I don't know if you remember in 2020 how, like, broke down the track got here because it's that, like, soft, like, loamy dirt. But then they use that, they have like a new vibrating, roller, that they put on the skid steer to pack it in for when it's going to rain. And anywhere that was flat, it was like riding on concrete, like with water on it. And it started.
They don't just use it on the jumps. They use it everywhere.
Yeah. They're using it everywhere now. But since like the jump faces didn't get rain, it like didn't get as hard. So like you would go from like blue groove slipperiness to these like really weird soft faces. And dude, that first rhythm section, like out of the first turn, was so tricky and scary. Like stepping onto that second table, it was just like all ruts on top of it. It was really, really hard.
And it looked like after the finish looked like an outdoor national a little bit.
Yeah, dude, the landing of the finish and the landing of the triple were brutal. I actually like jammed the shit out of my wrist, because if you OJ it, you're landing in a braking bump at the bottom. And I just destroyed my wrist in practice.
You feel like you're past this little midseason slump that we were seeing you have? Like, you started strong, rode really well, and then you went into a deep, dark place for a while. And now, we're back a little bit.
Yeah, we're riding good. My starts came around a little bit. And I just, like, I was having just, like, not just bad luck, but, like, terrible moments of, like, just poor decision-making. You know, like, in the main, my whole shot device got stuck down through the first turn. And I was just like, I knew it was locked down, and I figured out what I could do through the first rhythm section, and it came undone, and I was fine. Where, like, in Birmingham, I was, like, trying to send it with it down, and that's why I crashed and missed the main. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of it's just decision-making. The week off, you know what's crazy is that I rode 3 days during the whole 2 weeks off, and all three of those days I rode terrible, like absolutely awful. I got lapped by guys in a moto that I shouldn't get lapped by. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, that works, right?
It is. I mean, I felt like I had a fill practice day. But, you know, like, my biggest thing now is, like, I'm obviously older, and it's like I know how to show up and ride a racetrack. And that's the main thing, right, is riding a racetrack well. We can all go fast at practice tracks when we need to, because it's so easy and comfortable.
Well, yeah, it seems like you're back, so good job tonight. Yeah, when you make it in the main with ease, that's always a good thing, right? So, yeah, good job.
Yeah, thanks, man. I was an 11 today?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So I know Dark had me on the fantasy team, so I'm pretty – that should be pretty good.
Yeah, that would be pretty good, except I went with Justin Hill, who actually beat it. Yeah, beat you that. Cause yeah, yeah.
I mean, Justin Hill's a great rider, too. I'm pretty sure he almost lapped me.
I think he was at 12? 13?
No way.
Yeah, he was up there because it's not been going well. So thanks, Cade.